Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
As your children get more involved in activities, after school sports, and extracurricular activities, you know how difficult it can be if you're a working parent, how difficult it can be to schedule your children for these activities, get them there, then make sure they've done their homework, get dinner on the table, get the morning routine down. I mean, it's really a hectic day, those busy school days. So are your children over-involved? And if they're not, how do you manage that busy schedule? My guest today is Dr. Corey Cross. She's a spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics and one of the fan favorites here on Healthy Children. Welcome to the show, Dr. Cross. So managing the children's hectic, busy schedule, how do you do it as a pediatrician? How do you even get your children involved in anything and then manage to keep them going to all these things?
It definitely is a lot of scheduling, and it is different now than it was when we grew up because kids really are involved in a ton of after-school activities. It seems as if the school day has continued to get longer, and we actually have a lot more homework at younger ages and younger grades. So it's definitely become more hectic, and it's become more hectic at a young age, which I think does take its toll on kids. They get stressed out, and they're really just not having enough time to play. But as a parent, you're not going to be able to fix everything. So within working within that system, you have to find a way to make sure that your child has a good diversity in what they're doing. So for me, of course, you know, the iPhones are great and you can put your whole calendar in there. But I find that sometimes when you have a calendar on a phone, you only see that day or you only see a little bit and you don't realize how busy the overall week is going to be. So what I like to do is I actually like to print it out. I print it out and I put it on the fridge because then I can see, wow, this day has a lot going on. And it lets me know that maybe they need to do homework earlier in the week. And different teachers do things differently. But if you're lucky enough to have one of the teachers which gives you everything at the beginning of the week, you can at least plan out if you see the week ahead and say, okay, we have some extra time here, let's use this time, because you don't want to get to Thursday night or, you know, Friday morning even and be like, whoa, we had something due on Friday and we didn't know about it. So I think teaching your kids how to plan is a really important aspect of just growing up. So you can do that with homework and you can do that with activities. The other thing that I like to think about is how much free time are my kids having? So I don't let them do every activity that they want to do after school. I make them choose two or three so that we have a couple of days where they have an activity after school and then a few like free days. We call them free days. They can have a play date. They can just come home and be bored. They can ride their bike outside. I think when kids have something scheduled every day, it just takes away from that spontaneity that they should have as children. So, you know, they can do a couple of activities this semester and then a couple of activities next semester, and eventually they get to everything. But it does require them to pick and choose.
I love that you do that because I am a two activity person. And my son, being a freshman in high school, is actually not right now in any activities because he really has to come home and do homework every single day and concentrate and just get himself into that routine. He'll get into something. But my daughter, it's just two activities, whether it's like Hebrew school and soccer, whatever it is, I can't see them doing something every single day. They come home and they're busy with homework and projects and things, and it's a great idea with the calendar. So parents, I hope you were listening. She prints out the calendar, as do I. You can go to like customizable calendars. They're free. Put in your whole calendar, print it out, boom, put it on the fridge. So that gives you the week or the month at an advance, and you can add things as you need to. Go on, Dr. Cross. More, you know, advice for managing that busy schedule, keeping the calendar out and open and keeping the extracurricular activities to a minimum of two or maybe three, but having free days.
Exactly. And then I think, you know, the big thing that stresses a lot of parents and students out is the homework. So trying to find a way to do it so that it's not all you do. You've just spent hours at school, you come home, and now you have to do homework. I think for anybody, a little bit of downtime is important. So usually kids don't want to come right off the bus or right from walking home and sit down and do their homework. So you have to schedule in a little bit of downtime where they can have a snack or they can just sort of sort of let go of everything that happened all day before they're going to sit down and do some homework. So you need to account for that amount of time. You can't expect your kid to come right in and do their homework before they go out to play. That's not the best use of their time. They should be playing outside for a little bit and then coming in and doing their homework. They'll be much more effective, and they'll actually learn better if they have a little bit of time to have some physical activity. And that we know. We know that if kids just keep going and going and going, they don't retain the information. So when you're thinking about homework time, instead of doing it for like one long hour, if you have a younger child or even a child in middle school, you may want to split it up into two half-hour sessions or even three 20-minute sessions, because they're just much more manageable. And I think before the kid sits down, you should have a goal. You should say, we're going to finish through this page, or you're going to study for 20 minutes, so that they know what it is that they're going to do. Obviously, as a kid gets older and they're in high school, they are much more in control of their schedule, and they know how long they need to study. So it's not really the parent motivating the child. But in the beginning, as parents, part of our job is to teach kids how to study and how to organize. And I think that's a lot of the reason why they have the homework. So we need to teach them how to do that. I find that with my younger kids, who still, surprisingly enough, have homework, that I just keep the folder by the phone. And if, you know, we're just like hanging out for like 10 minutes, I'm like, hey, you want to practice your penmanship for 10 minutes? Let's knock that out so that we don't have it. And I find that this way, it doesn't really cut into our family time as much. We just,
yeah, and you could even make it part of the family time. And do you think, Dr. Cross, that some of these after-school activities, like football, for example, are just asking too much of these kids so that they don't have that free time? Now, my son comes home and plays the drums. That's how he gets his beans out before he starts to, you know, do his homework. But some of these activities really require a major commitment, and the kids don't get home till 7 o'clock at night.
I think that we are really burning the candle at both ends. I think that a lot of sports and a lot of the activities, that's really what the kids love. And, you know, I would hate to say that they shouldn't be doing it, because that's where they get all their joy, and, you know, they really are, you know, fulfilling sort of their dream to go out and do that, or, you know, it's making them more confident. Maybe it's what's going to help them get into college. So those are important things to do. I just think that, you know, and I'm all about going and talking to your school. If you think that there's too much time spent on homework in your house, you should let your teacher know, because it may be that your child's struggling, or they may just not have any concept of the fact that they think something's taking 10 minutes and it's taking 45. So I think that you need to go and talk to your school if you're noticing that. But at the same time, I think schools kind of start a little early now. It's just, we really are requiring so much of our students and of our kids that it is quite difficult. So if they don't absolutely love the activity, they probably shouldn't be doing it.
I think that's great advice. If they don't love the activity, there's no reason to force them. And I don't know about that whole theory of, if they say they want to sign up for basketball and they don't like it after two or three sessions of practice, do you let them jump out of it? Now, we only have a minute and a half left, so give us your secret to managing those busy schedules.
I think you have to be in tune with your child. I think you have to realize sometimes that when they're cranky or when they're in a bad mood, maybe it's that they're a little stressed out, and you need to help them to sort of pare back, because kids, like everybody else, whether they're teenagers or young kids, they like to say yes. They like to say they're going to do things with their friends and maybe go do ballet or go do basketball. But sometimes it's just too much, and you need to give them the opportunity to cut back. So I don't think forcing them to do something is really the best idea. Of course, you don't want a kid who's going to quit at everything, but I think that sometimes you have to just have some common sense. You need to balance free time, you need to balance schoolwork, and you need to balance some activities. And when you look at it in a week schedule or in a month schedule, it makes it much more easy.
And that is the secret to being a busy mom. You heard it from a pediatrician mom, so you can only imagine how busy she is. I work like 10 jobs, and I know that what she's saying is true. The secret to managing those busy schedules is a calendar, being organized as the mom, you know, as the parent, keeping that calendar up on the fridge so everybody knows, keeping those extracurriculars down to a minimum, not so many. Don't stuff your child full. If they don't love an activity, don't force them to do it. Make sure they have time for play, downtime to be bored, and time for family, because that's really how you all stay together as a unit and don't freak out all the time. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.